If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
This is Golden Delicious by Floss of flossdoeslive.com, read by Cheryl Blue. He could choose his own underwear, so long as it was lingerie. Today he hesitated as my hands began to tug at his trousers. Is something wrong? No, well, I'm just a bit nervous. Today's lingerie isn't quite the same as normal. With that said, I was desperate to see them. I strode over to him, gripped the waistband of his trousers, pulling them down to reveal the knickers that had caused his bout of nerves. They were gold. All the fucking gold, silky too, and I loved every inch of them. My hand instantly ran over the bulge his cock created beneath that smooth, cool silk, and we both let out a moan of delight at how that felt. There were days when elaborate scenes and endless hours of teasing were all I could think about. At that moment, though, as he stood there in front of me, growing harder by the second, gold panties about to burst at the seams, it was clear that the only thing long about this session would be his cock. I'm tempted to make him come right there, his trousers still around his ankles and his shirt unbuttoned but not yet removed. Instead, I summon some self-control and get him positioned on the bed, wrist and ankles in cuffs and attached to the underbed restraint system. At this point, I'd usually employ a wide range of implements and techniques to have him squirming and begging beneath me. Sometimes, though, the most simple approach is the most wicked. I removed more of my attire than usual, straddling his chest in my lingerie, my back to his face, knowing as I leant forward he would see the damp patch in my own knickers caused by the desire to play with him. My palm rubbed against his cock, which was impressively being contained by the golden fabric, though it is safe to say some serious contortion was at play. His hips bucked and his body writhed, his ankles and wrists pulling at their restraints. A familiar set of reactions told me he was aching for more, most likely the feel of skin on skin. My hand wrapped around his length, my fingers stroking, my palms cupping, none of which he was going to get. I moved my hand faster against the silky panel, creating the delicious barrier between us, and he groaned in such a way that told me he understood exactly where I was taking him. I listened to his every murmur, every moan, every almost uttering as he fought the desire to come. As he cursed himself for nearly asking, knowing that when he did so, he would ruin his pretty little panties. Oh, fuck, miss, please, miss, I just, can I come, please? Please do. He did, and he did it in spectacular fashion, the front and side of his panties growing darker as the evidence of our excitement seeped into that beautiful fabric. If you like this, you can find more of Floss's brilliant work at flossdoeslife.com, more of me at tintedblue.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.